What's up, you guys? Look at this. They got the party frame here because that's what we're here for. I didn't have William on this. Don't have Jimmy on this. I didn't want to hold William up anymore. He had a hard out about like 30 minutes from now, and obviously I won't go that long. But, you know, I like to respect people's time. And, man, did he kick ass on that show or what? Holy crap, that was a good listen, you boy. Not listen, you boy. I'll answer questions right now. I'm going to do a full-on Q&A this week as well. Any word on tonight's Dynamite? Not outside of me hearing that Bobby Fish did not sign with AEW. Have I heard any rumblings about an AEW UK tour? Not this year. Potential, this might be related to the big announcement. I would be shocked if Tony Khan went on American TV and did promotion for on American outlets and teased that. I think a lot of people learn from Dixie Carter, and Dixie Carter would always be like, we have huge announcements. And then she'd get on Impact or TNA's YouTube and be like, we are thrilled to announce Sony 6 in India is our new TV partner, which great for them, great for India. Nobody here gave a fuck about that. Hannah says Will was great. He was awesome. Any predictions for tonight's Joker? I think it's got to be either Murphy, Brian, or Paige. One of those three. It can't be anybody else. Young Drizzy, good to see you. Every week I'm more convinced they're putting all the gold on Toxic Attraction and NXT. Do you think so? They have the highest viewed ratings on YouTube as well. I would not doubt that Mandy Rose becomes NXT champion. Would not shock me in the least. I would like to see her win that, and then Dakota and Raquel move up together, and it's like they're better together than they are apart type of thing. But I like Toxic Attraction. They're doing really, really well. I think Mandy Rose is a lot better than anybody is willing to give her credit for. Chelsea's buying cage for the Joker. It was all a work. Brent Lockman says, has Hangman's wife had their kid yet? I don't really want to put that out there. All due respect. Thank you for your question, but it's just that's personal business. Parker reminds me of that guy whose name I forget. Lost that hair versus hair match in the early days of NXT. Marcus Luis. They had him and, goddamn, what was his name? Basile Baraka was one of their names in TNA. Do you remember that? Like, It was Marcus Luis. That was his name. But in Impact Wrestling, they moved to TNA. They were like, hey, let's pick up these guys that nobody really got behind in NXT and bring them to TNA. It was Baron Dax and Basile Baraka. And they had like the weirdest 7-month run. It was so weird. Like, it just didn't work. They feuded with Al Snow and like Grado, but Marcus Luis and goddamn, what was his name? Can't remember. The Legionnaires, Sylvester Lefort and Marcus Luis. Hot diggity dog. There we go. Jeff Jarrett is the Joker. I wish. If it's not Hangman, it has to be a big surprise or somebody that people are supposed to boo. Hangman could come back in a casino battle royale at full gear. Yes, he could. Brent, no worries, my dude. It's all good. Oh, we've got Ryan Lambert says, what's the top tier crop Bo Dallas has on his farm? Corn, because he was corny. I mean, that's a gimmick, right? Seems like he'd farm animals. Like, it seems like he would have a lot of animals. And I'm like, okay, you know what? If my options after wrestling for 10 years and making six figures was, do I want to go wrestle for very little money, or do I want to hang out with my wonderful girlfriend on a farm? You know what? Man's got priorities, right? Got his priorities in straight. Good on him. Becky says, are talent still able to turn down the Saudi shows? Yes, they can. Can the out LGBT wrestlers go to Saudi even if they wanted to? Well, I mean, they didn't bring Sammy. And, I mean, that wasn't an LGBT thing, and it's not my business to put out who is or isn't out, because there are people that are out that aren't out publicly, but everybody there knows are. Yeah, I think they're able to opt out of those. You can tell us, Sean, former NXT tag champion Oliver Gray. Man, I forgot about him too. That's like a trivia answer now. Joel Redman? That was him? Yeah, Joel Redman. I remember him. I thought he was going to be really good. He was 34. He's in All Japan now. He's wrestling again. Like, I feel like he took a lot of time off. But yeah, he's going by Joel Redman now, and you never know. I mean, you never know who might be able to get him in somewhere, and like, he'll be like one of those trivia answers, and then he might just get like another run. I feel like he's in the UK now, because he was doing Rev Pro earlier this year. He was doing New Japan or All Japan a couple years ago when he reemerged on the scene. But I don't even know if he like retired. It just seemed like he did. But he had done a lot of stuff there. I'm surprised he hasn't popped up somewhere. Yes or no? Is Jimmy okay? Yeah, Jimmy's fine. Jimmy, like, not a health thing, not an argument thing, just handling business, man. He does have a very successful business that he's got to handle as well. Jeremy posted a story that McAfee wasn't invited to Saudi Arabia. That's funny. Do you think they'll bring back FBI as Tony D'Angelo's family? I hope so. Oh, man. Just what we need, man. Big Vito having that as podcast fodder, huh? It'd be pretty funny. So it's weird 4 hours away and Dynamite only has 4 matches. It's kind of nice. I think it's staying that way. Yeah, probably. I mean, 4 matches is quite a few announced for a show. I mean, not standard for Dynamite. Usually they have like 5, but yeah, somebody, is Jimmy okay? Was he ever okay? He's doing all right. Jonathan says, bring back DeBaldi's. I think DeBaldi's would be like sarcastically over as well. I think they would have a lot of that like the groundswell of people that are like, this is so stupid. It's so WWE. So we're going to get behind it. The people who like Tony D'Angelo are very self-aware at how ridiculous it is. And he can work a little bit, but Ryan Lambert says, Stephen Larson, we're trying to figure out what 80s TV dad was also Tony D'Angelo's father. Oh, this guy. Like, I hope they just go all in on it. Why not? Hannah says, he made it sound like they didn't have him go in case they have travel issues and he has to do SmackDown. Well, that makes a lot of sense. If I were them, I wouldn't book, like, the greatest Royal Rumble over there. I would have a split crew over here, and yeah, and of course the draft rosters take effect the day after. So you can't even have the split rosters. You can, but Alan Thicke, maybe it's Tony D'Angelo's dad. Phil Felice says, bring back Emma and never explain where she was. Her impact stuff leaves a lot to be desired. I thought that Tennille was going to go like super worker and be a big draw on the indie circuit. That's what I thought was going to happen. Because quite frankly, what we don't see are a lot of women before Tennille who would get released from WWE, still be really young. I think she was 29 at the time. Have that global exposure and then take it and go to a bunch of indies. And it's been four years. She immediately did like ROH and Impact and stuff like that. And she did quite a few indies back then, but that just ain't the case now. I think she's worked one indie since the pandemic started. I know she did one in like Wisconsin, but it just hasn't been that. Brian saw Tony D'Angelo and decided he must come back to WWE just to wrestle him. Oh, Jesus Christ. Will we see Darius Lockhart in AEW again if somebody else doesn't snatch him up? Dante says, hope Deeb and Sheeta get a good amount of time. I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. That's a hell of a match. I cannot wait for that. But, guys, I also can't wait to do the Q&A show, dropping it tomorrow. A reminder, I answer the questions that I have answers to. But you're not wasting your question if I don't have an answer, because it tells me what to ask Thank you guys so much. Please continue to support us. Please spread the word of Fightful Select. I can't tell you how important that is. It's one thing if I tell people to subscribe to Fightful Select, but when you guys say, I like this service, it helps us a lot. We dropped a bunch of in-a-month subs, so we're trying to get those back. So thank you guys so much. Do I think Kurt Sands come back to AEW? I would guess a big no. Until next time, guys, we're out.